The law was intended to protect groups who've historically been paid less, but the judge granted an injunction to the chamber members who sued, agreeing that a ban on a wage history question would violate free speech. He also warned, however, that they couldn't use the answer to determine compensation or they'd be open to discrimination claims. So while the chamber claimed victory initially, it's now appealing the second part of the judge's ruling. The city is appealing his ruling on the First Amendment claim, which pleases the law's author, Bill Greenlee.
Was disappointed, always will be, in the judge's decision. But I'm glad the city is pursuing this.
Also pleased is Terry Fromson of the Women's Law Project.
It is commercial speech that must be banned to prevent employers from the reliance on prior wages to establish discriminatory wages.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.